Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Hello, welcome to episode 82 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland. It's great to have you along today. I apologize for not putting a podcast out recently. I've actually missed a couple because of things going on in my life, but today I'm going to try to get this one out. I have recorded, this is the third time today, and I have about decided that the jack that the microphone goes in is damaged or doesn't work because I cannot get the microphone to work properly. I recorded a couple of weeks ago, was going to put out this episode, went to listen to it to start the download onto the computer to manipulate it, and found out it was not there. So I have just removed the microphone. I'm holding it in my hand, and from now on I might just use it like this, as long as that's okay with you, because I don't know how often, I don't know if it really makes any difference if I have a handheld mic or to hold it in my hand, or if I have a clip-on mic, I'm not sure. But I know that I can definitely get by holding it, and probably even running I could do that as well, even though I can't move my right arm or my left arm, depending on which one is holding the mic. But I'm sitting on my front porch. It is April the 10th, 2011, Sunday. It's about 4:15, 64, 65 degrees. I'm looking at the thermometer over my head. It is actually 70, 71 degrees. And the tree that I over to my left off of my porch, cherry tree, is blooming about 75%. Some of the leaves are coming out. There are goldfinches, titmice. I think I saw a white-headed woodpecker as well. The tulips in my neighbor's yard are blooming. I am also looking at some red buds that are have peaked, some dogwoods which are peaking. My apple trees, my three small apple trees in the back, have bloomed. My roses are coming out, but no flowers, of course. My crabapple didn't have as many blooms because of some damaging weather we had, but it is leafed out well, and it's absolutely a beautiful day. It's stunning. Yesterday was rainy. Last night was very stormy. Didn't get out of the 50s, but just very, very unsettled weather. We've had tornadoes recently in our area. Thankfully, we've not had any damage here, but it's just been a very rough season of weather the last several days, and we're thankful that we're as well as we are. I'm sitting on the porch. A light breeze is blowing out of the north. I can actually see some bumblebees buzzing around, and Tigger was in my lap a while ago, and now she's laying on top of her house here next to me, like she's just pleasantly listening, and she's purring, I can tell, and she's doing well. So it's just a beautiful day, beautiful setting, and again, I'm glad to be here. If I could title this episode, it would be Life Update and Listener Email, because that's basically what I'm going to talk about. This episode may be a little shorter than some, probably not a lot, but a little bit, and I thank you for bearing with me on that. Again, I tried to record twice and could not get any audio, and even today I've tried to record some and have not been able to really get any audio like I would like. There's some neighbors walking by. It's actually Jason, the one whose music I played. I don't think they see me, but him and his wife, their new baby, and perhaps some family. Maybe their neighbors, I'm not sure. But anyway, they're walking by as well. It's just a beautiful day to be out. Wanted to let you know that what's been happening in our life recently, I am running still. Not as consistently as I was at one time, but I am running, and we'll be picking that up here very quickly. I am wanting to do the podcast. I appreciate the many, many emails that I have received from you who say thank you for the show. We enjoy it. We miss it. And you'll be hearing some of those a little bit later. Thank you very much, because that's what keeps me going. I do it because of the feedback, and it's just so critical, and it means a lot to me. And I want to thank you for that. as long as you keep listening, we will keep doing it. But be that as it may, many of you responded about my stepdad's passing, Ronald Foley, and I appreciate that very much. And I thank you for getting in touch with me and for sharing with me your thoughts and your prayers. That meant a lot. It's been a season of death for us. My father-in-law's brother passed away. I went down and did his funeral the same week as that. Recently, actually the day before, I had a funeral here of an elderly lady that was taken off life support whom I had sat with during that time. The family asked me to be there when they removed it. And my brother-in-law's wife, Sandra, her dad passed away. Several people in our church have had death to happen in their family. It's just been a season of death, but as I look around and see all those things here on this beautiful spring day, the storms are over, I'm reminded that life does go on. It's like I talked about in the book with my dad, as I look at the crabapple tree I planted, it reminds me every spring that life does go on, even in the face of death, and the cycle continues, and that's the way it should be. So anyway, hopefully we're through that, but through my experience at Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center, I have sensed a move into another area of ministry. And without giving you all the details now of how that came about, I hope to share that in an upcoming episode, probably next one. I just do want to tell you that the position at Piedmont Crossing, it's a retirement community here in Thomasville, has come open. They contacted me about it, and I will be moving effective. My last Sunday at First Wesleyan will be May 15th, and I'll be moving there the week after that. I will be the director of spiritual life. They have a nursing facility, assisted living, independent living apartments, and I was contacted by them and chosen out of dozens of applicants, which I am very humbled by that. But it just confirms what's going on. But be that as it may, my experience at Baptist and that together have helped me to see that that is the type of ministry that I'm really geared for. And I am just so thankful to know that that is the case. So be that as it may, we're going to be moving very, very soon. We've got about 4 weeks, 5 weeks until then. I still will be running, still will be podcasting. It's just my setting is going to change a little bit as far as the work day, which that won't be reflected in the podcast to speak of. Baptist has continued to mold me or continued to shape my view of what I need to be doing, and I've met with a couple of people with ear, nose, and throat type cancers recently. When you look at them suction their noses out with their own, they have a suction tool they use, or you look at them have to wipe blood from their trach or have to write because they cannot speak. Face is so swollen, neck is swollen, they have literally rows of stitches. All of that just makes for a very moving experience, and I leave there every day. I go reminded of how thankful I am through that experience that I am alive, that I can run, that I can breathe. I thank God for that, and if you are in reasonable health, certainly you can thank Him for that as well. But it's very disturbing at times, and it's hard to know how to deal with it, but it's been helpful to go through the experience. The seminars continue to be helpful, the interaction with my supervisors, the peer interaction, the group reflection, the didactic seminars, the reflection papers, the verbatims, all of that has helped steer me into that area. And so I feel very, very good about what we're going to be doing in the weeks ahead. It's hard to leave a church, though, after 10 years. I've been here on staff for almost 10. And the last place we were at was over 11 years. So when we go, we tend to stay. And if I could finish out my ministry career here, it'd be another 18 years. I'd be thrilled to do that. But I don't know if that'll happen. But I would certainly be glad for that. So we're going to be moving. That's a major thing. I just wanted to let you know about that. By way of family, everybody seems to be reasonably well. My mother is settling down from the death of my stepdad. We've been back down at least once. That was to do my father-in-law's brother's funeral. That was a couple of weeks after my stepdad died. And hope to get back in another week or two. But things seem to be settling down with everybody, and we're thankful for that. I'm looking forward to getting back into the podcasting more regularly, every other week maybe. And I'm also looking forward to getting into the running more regularly. I'm still running, but not as regularly as I want to, and we will get back for that because I do plan to do the marathon third week of November. But today, I think what I'm going to do is share the, if you didn't catch it, I'm going to play the audio of the interview with Coach Jeff from the Running Podcast from Way Down Under in Brisbane, Australia. Check out Coach Jeff's podcast. I think it's coachjeff.com/AU, but I'm not sure. But look up the Running Podcast or look up Coach Jeff Smith in Australia, Brisbane, and you will be able to find the podcast. This was from episode 35. So I think I'll play that. We'll throw on some music. Then I'll come back with some listener email. This episode might not be as long as some, and that's okay. I just wanted to try to get one out because it's been so long, and I'm having such technical difficulties, and I apologize for that. But hang in there. We'll get it straightened out. But while I'm on that, let me say again, thanks for the emails that you'll hear in a bit. Send me yours. You can check me out at the blog, which is the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. From there, you can email me, or you can email me at 20minuterunner@gmail.com, 20minuterunner@gmail.com. The interview says that you're supposed to have a the there, or either not have a the at the blog. Anyway, I got them backwards. The blog is the 20-minute runner. The email is 20-minute runner. So I think I got those backwards when I gave Jeff the information during the interview. Send me race reports. Send me pictures. Send me updates on your life, whatever you want to send me, and I'll be glad to share that in an upcoming episode. You can include an audio file, whatever you want to do. And also I want to mention, as I said last episode, I would love to connect with you on Skype. It's a free download. And I am working on trying to get the software to record those calls, and I would love to interview you. You don't have to be a marathoner. You don't have to do anything like that. As long as you run and listen to the program, I'd love to talk to you. And so just send me an email and say, Roland, I want to connect on Skype, and we'll work that out as quickly as we can. Also, you can connect with me on Facebook, The 20-Minute Runner, Twitter, The 20-Minute Runner. Again, I'm not on Twitter very much at all. I am on Facebook two or three times a week, so I'd love to have you as my friend, especially on Facebook. But Twitter would be fine as well. I'm just not on it near as much. But email me is the best way to get up with me directly. So I think what we'll do now is go ahead and listen to the interview from episode 35 of The Running Podcast with Coach Jeff Smith from Brisbane, Australia. And again, check out his podcast. It is the single podcast that I listen to that I will never miss is Coach Jeff's show. And others I listen to as well, but his is definitely one I have to listen to. And then after we hear the interview, I think we'll play some music, and then I'll come back and close the show out with some emails from you. And again, thank you. You're listening to episode 82 of the 20-Minute Runner. We're not running today, but I hope to be running the next time I record, if I can get my recording stuff worked out. But in the meantime, thank you, and as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me, and we will be back.
All right, guys, coming up next, we have a fantastic chat with Roland Cavanagh, the host of the 20-Minute Runner podcast, and after Roland sent me his great race report from Victory Junction, I thought I'd give him a call and have a bit of a chat, because I really do want to get Roland back on the show to talk about Chi running. In the short term, we had a quick chat about all things to do with running. And so I'm going to bring that to you now, and I'll see you on the other side, and we'll have some more music. Then we'll catch up with all the latest happenings for Coach Jeff events. So sit back, relax, listen in as we have a chat with Roland Cavanagh, the host of the 20-Minute Runner podcast. All righty, guys, welcome back to the Running Podcast, and joining me on the phone today, all the way from Thomasville in South Carolina, US of A, Roland Cavanagh. Good afternoon, Roland, or good evening in your part of the world. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's actually North Carolina.
North Carolina. Well, I've just moved Thomasville all the way from North Carolina to South Carolina.
Yeah, we're in North Carolina. We're in the Piedmont region, just about the very center of the state.
Ah, fantastic. Now, this is living proof again, Roland. You often hear me say, from the monkey brain of Coach Jeff, and that is an absolute classic example.
Oh, no, that's fine.
And guys, you may know Roland from his absolutely fantastic podcast called The 20-Minute Runner. And you guys know it's a podcast that I listen to, and I talk about it quite a bit. And Roland, that has just been a fantastic show, and we get so much enjoyment from listening to your podcast, man.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed doing it. It's been amazing, the people that have contacted me, and you know, it's feedback from listeners. You determine, you know, if you do have anybody who's listening, and it's amazing that people actually tune in to someone whom I consider to be such an amateur doing a podcast. But I really, really enjoy it, and it would be hard to imagine running for an extended period of time without recording.
Oh, yeah. You know, we all have that when you you put your shows out and you think, God, is there anyone out there at all? Like, or is it just me talking into the microphone and then I'm listening to my own show?
Sure, sure. But if you hang with it, it takes a while, but you will build an audience, because I believe everybody has a voice and something distinct that they have to say about running, no matter where you live or what type of running you're doing.
Oh, man, that is so true. I don't think I've met a runner yet over all these years that hasn't got a fantastic story about his running or a race they've run or, you know, where they run. I think everyone has got a story. And, you know, we were just talking about off air about people, you know, producing a podcast. And I think that's why everyone should produce, you know, some audio about their running experience, because I think they've all got a great story to tell.
Well, you know, I've even talked on my show a few times about, even if you're not going to do a podcast, it would certainly be worth doing some recording. Audio recording, and maybe burning that to CD for future generations. I mean, what a great testimony or whatever to pass on to your kids or other people. Because it's almost like a time capsule. And as I've often said on the 20-Minute Runner, the show has turned out to be as much about my life as it has about running. I just happen to do it while I'm running. So it's actually become a diary of sorts.
Yeah, absolutely.
An audio diary.
Yeah. I agree with that, and I think it is a great – it's like you're producing a history of your life for those that come along behind you from within your own family or environment, and we get to share it along the way. Sure. We sort of get to have a bit of a sneak peek into your diary. we, you know,
exactly. But yeah. So I was just going to say, sometimes you struggle, though, about certain issues. How much can I share? You know, I've learned initially I thought everything has to be about running, and then I realized, no, it doesn't. But then you get to the point, well – is this something I could talk about on the show? And sometimes I've got script whenever I'm out running. I literally have a sheet of paper typed up, or I have notes on it. And sometimes things will just come to my mind, and I'll start to talk about that, and then I begin to wonder, well, is this something that I'm going to have to edit out? And I've really opened up quite a bit about certain areas of my life that I didn't know if people would respond well to that, but so far I found that, yeah, they respect that, and people connect.
Yeah, look, I think when you expose your life to your listeners, I think it's a bit like a smorgasbord. You know, when people go to eat at a buffet, they don't actually take everything that's on the table, but they still go to the buffet. And I think, you know, when you talk about various aspects of your life, I think that's exactly what it is. You're just showing us the buffet, and then we will take the parts that we want, and the parts that we're not so interested in, man, no big deal. You know, it's just who you are. So I think it's, and I'm glad to see I'm not the only one running down the road. Talking to myself with a sheet of paper in my hand while I do a long run, and people looking at me going, what's that guy reading a piece of paper for and talking to no one when he's running down the road?
Well, it's bad enough you're talking to yourself, and then when you're trying to read and you're running at the same time, exactly.
Until you see a fellow podcaster coming the other way down the road doing exactly what you're doing, and it's just that acknowledgement between the two that you're both out there knocking up your show.
Sure, sure.
So tell me a little bit about, now that we've moved Thomasville back into North Carolina, up in the Piedmont region, tell us a little bit about, you know, the Piedmont region of North Carolina. What's it like? Is it like a big desert, or is that a sort of hilly mountain area? What's it like, and what's it like to run up there?
We are, well, as you said, we're in just about the very center of the state. The Piedmont region is located between the coastal region and the mountain region, and I grew up in the coastal region near the beach, but I lived in this area for the last 20 plus years. But it's very hilly. We are an hour and a half from the mountains, and we're probably 3.5 maybe from the beach. But it's hilly. It's not mountainous, but we do have some substantial hills, and it's very difficult to find a flat place to run. I often talk in the podcast about the two big hills on the streets behind my house, and one is very large, and but yet I think it's really helped my running and also the racing, having those hills to do some of the hill workouts and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look, that's so much like the area we live in, you know, here on the sort of the northwest part of Brisbane. It is just so hilly here. There's not a direction we can go from our house that you're not either going uphill or down a massive hill knowing you've got to come back up it. And you know me, you and I have talked in the past about hill work, you know, for your running, and I'm a great lover of hills. You know, get into some good solid hill running on a regular basis and you've got no idea where you'll end up with your running. So I feel your running area.
Well, I know that whenever you were talking one episode about, I can't remember everything you said about the different workouts, but I remember one was where you would start on a hill and you run maybe a quarter up and then you jog back down, half up, jog down, three quarters, et cetera, until you do the whole hill. I actually started building up those on the end of my long run, which I was doing weekly leading up to the half marathon. And so by the time I peaked, I ran 17 miles for the long run for the half and was running three sets of those at the very end of the run, and that was it was brutal, I'll be honest, but it really got me prepared for the last half.
And whilst we're on that subject, let's have a look at that last half marathon you run. You finished that in you might want to tell us the time.
1 hour 41 minutes and 20 seconds, I believe that's right.
And that,
I have to go back and look as well.
Man, that, my friend, is just absolutely fantastic. And when I saw those results roll through that day, I was just so happy for you. And because, you know, we all followed your training program through your podcast, The 20-Minute Runner. And, you know, just to see what you're doing and hearing you put in those tremendous long runs and some of those brutal workouts that you did, and then to see that, you know, that come back and be given to you as a reward on race day, man, we were just all so proud of you, and it was just fantastic to see, you know, that the hard work had paid off and you got a fantastic time as a result.
I did. I would have PR'd by, well, I missed my PR by 40 seconds, but at the beginning of the race, I ended up running the opening mile over a minute slower because of the mass of people, so that slowed me down, and I was a little irritated about that, but the conditions, it was raining and 40 degrees Fahrenheit and very hilly, so overall I was really pleased, but I still think I can break 140. That's my ultimate goal.
Oh man, that would be fantastic, you know, and it's just, I love having those little goals to work towards, and I think that's the thing that really stands out about runners, is our ability to complete a task and then set another small goal with a bit of an improvement, sure, and work towards that and achieve that and move on. And I just love that about running, you know, and whilst you know, it's great goal setting and great for you mentally and physically and spiritually, along the way, sure, you're getting fitter and stronger and adding absolutely, maybe not years to your life, but a lot more quality to the years you got left.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And it's not really, I've learned as I get older, and I guess, Jeff, maybe you realize this too, it's not really how long I live. It's more the quality of life that I have while I'm here.
And, absolutely.
Running enhances that in every way. And I couldn't imagine not having that as an outlet and as a way to, I don't know, I do a lot of thinking when I'm running, do a lot of things while I'm running if I'm not recording. And so I agree with you, absolutely.
Isn't it incredible? You know, two things that I get a lot of my thinking done is out on my runs or in the pool when I'm doing my swimming. You know, when you're just doing those sort of endless laps up and down the pool, both those occasions are where I get a lot of thinking done. But especially when you're out running, you know, and there's nothing that clears your mind as much as a bit of sweat and a bit of strain, and all of a sudden you get a tremendous clarity when you're thinking.
Absolutely. I mean, you could be working on problems all day and you can't come to an answer, and then you get out for a run and then it seems like it just comes together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what's coming up next for Roland?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I've stepped into a different education. I'm back into an educational mode right now. I'm still doing what I do in ministry, but it is really going to put a cramp on my ability to race. But right now I'm hoping for a 10K this summer here in Greensboro, which is about 20 miles away. They've moved the North Carolina Marathon from March to November, and I would love to be able to run that again if it works out. I missed breaking 4 hours by a minute and 29 seconds, and I'm absolutely confident that I can break 4 hours. And so probably a 10K in the summer. I would say the Cannonball Half Marathon in the fall and the North Carolina Marathon in late November.
Man, that sounds awesome. And look, I think, you know, now that you've got such a good base of running under you, and I know you're busy with your ministry now, and I think, you know, you can still achieve quite a bit on a reduced running schedule. And, you know, I think that sums up life for a lot of us. You know, we've got to try and get our runs in where we can and do as much as we can. But I'm a great believer in that, you know, we've still got to have that balance in life, and you can get a marathon done, certainly a half marathon and a 10K done on limited training. As long as you make the most of those times that you're out running, if you can get out, you know, three, even four times a week, but make sure that it's quality all the time, you know, that won't be a problem, I don't think.
What I was going to say is that I only run 3 days a week, and for me to run more than that is really unusual. And that's another area I thought about exploring in the podcast, is how many days a week do you need to run if you're only running in order to be able to finish, at least finish what for each of us would be a strong half or a full marathon. And I'm convinced that I can run well under 4 hours for the marathon on 3 days a week running.
Absolutely. I'll agree with you 100%. I've had, over the years, I've had several athletes that in very, very high pressure jobs, very, very, and I mean really limited time to run. And I remember I trained a guy for about 8 months on pretty much one, sometimes two runs a week. And sometimes it would be one long run about every 10 to 12 days, and a couple of mid-runs sort of every 7 to 9 days, and he ended up completing a marathon in 4 hours and 24 minutes, I think it was, you know, and finished standing upright, comfortable, had a great day out, and didn't do himself any harm. So I think, you know, with the experience that you've got and knowing how to work hard and get quality into your runs, I don't think it'll be too much of a problem.
Well, I think, too, I'm an example of, for anybody, you know, you don't have to be you know, professional, so to speak, to be able to do a minimum amount and still be able to accomplish your goals. And I think the reason that I didn't quite get where I wanted to be with the marathon, I was having a lot of knee problems at that point. And since then, of course, I've changed my running. I'm a chi runner, and that has made all the difference. But 3 days seems to be enough for me. Plus, I don't get stale and I don't feel burned out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of chi running, you know, that's something I would love to get you back on the show in the near future and do maybe one or even a couple of interviews and talk to you towards the chi running, because, you know, we've followed you through the 20-Minute Runner podcast in your journey into chi running, and that is something, and it really does fascinate me, and man, that's something we are going to do. I'd love to get you back on the show, and we'll have a good long talk about chi running and get you to walk us through the basics and you know, and how it's worked for you. But talking about the 20-Minute Runner podcast, you know, you might want to just touch on how did that actually come about in the first place? Where did the 20-Minute Runner come from, and what prompted you to actually make a podcast?
Well, I was running years ago, and I had gotten out of it, and then I started back about 2.5 years ago, and got interested, of course, in podcasts just from listening to them on iTunes, things like that. And one day I just remember thinking, I wonder if anybody does anything on running. And so I looked it up on iTunes, and your show was not one of the first ones I found. I don't think you were recording a running show at that time, but I remember finding Nigel over at Running from the Reaper and Fidipidations, and it seemed like there was one other, and I thought, man, this is great. And as I was running, listening, one day it hit me, and that's just the way that I am. I thought, I've got to try this. I believe I can do this. And so I researched it. I got in touch with Nigel, and he was able to email back and forth with me a little bit about the basics. I put it together, and one day went out for a run, recorded, came back, and it worked. I mean, it took me a couple of episodes to kind of get the process down, but that I just had an interest in doing it, and now I feel like and to be honest, I haven't put an episode out now in 3 weeks because of some of my scheduling, but I hope to do one this week, and it just seems like if I go for very long without recording and putting out a show, I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah, I can so relate to that, man.
Yeah.
And where did
that's what got started.
So where did the title, the 20-Minute Running, come from?
Well, I was trying to think of something really clever, and I couldn't. And so I thought, well, you know, years ago I broke 20 minutes for a 5K, and I'd like to do that again. And so that was really why I called it the 20-minute runner. It was going to be about me trying to break 20 minutes for a 5K. But since the show began, I really have a greater interest in the half and even the marathon. The half marathon is my favorite distance, I believe, and I love the full as well, but I've only run one of those. So it was about that. And also I thought, well, initially the show won't last over 20 minutes. And obviously that didn't work. And so I was trying the other day, I was thinking, well, now if I equate the 20-minute runner breaking that for a 5K, if I try to break 4 hours for the marathon, I could call it the 4-hour runner. And I thought, who's going to listen to a show that's 4 hours long? So to be honest, Jeff, I don't really have a clear answer on that other than I was going to try to break 20 minutes for a 5K, and I thought that would be what I'd do, but it stuck. I thought about changing it, but I haven't seen many people that recognize it.
No. We love it for what it is, and it's very it is so unique. You know, it really is. And you know, you mentioned some great shows there. You know, Steve Walker, or Steve Runner, as we know him over at Fidipidation.
Yes.
You know, Nigel from Running from the Reaper. You know, these guys were just absolute inspirations to myself, you know, and these are the guys that helped me get up and running, you know, and provided the inspiration, and still fantastic shows. I know Nigel's having a little bit of a hiatus, but
yes,
still, you know, has got some great archives over there. And you know, man, I love that story to hear that you know, that they fired you up as well to get out there and have a go at doing your own podcast.
Yes. And I thoroughly enjoy it.
So where can people find you? Give yourself some plugs, man. Where can they find the 20-Minute Runner podcast?
Okay, I guess the easiest way would just be to go to search engine and type in the 20-Minute Runner, and it'll pop up. But the direct address is over at 20minuterunner.blogspot.com. And not without – you don't put the word "the." It's just 20minuterunner.blogspot.com. And at the blog, you can also find – I usually have a survey. I have show notes from a particular episode. We have a photograph with every show, some other things. One thing I do, Jeff, and I think you had mentioned this one time as well, I encourage listeners to send me race reports and also photographs. And I have photographs of listeners, quite a few actually, who have sent me photos that I list at the blog. And that's been a lot of fun as well. But that's where you can find it.
And you're doing a great site over there too, man. It's always jam packed with some good photos, some good information, and you're doing a great job with the site. It looks really, really good. And speaking of race reports, I've got a race report from you for your recent half marathon, and we're going to include that in one of our shows. Probably actually might even stick it into this show. So this will be the 20-Minute Runner podcast / Roland Kavanagh show, I think.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. I need all the help I can get.
You're doing a great job. Well, listen, man, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show and having a bit of a chat about where you run and your running environment and your show. And, man, I can't wait to have you back on the show again and talk further about Chi Running. And in the meantime, guys, if you want to hear an absolutely fantastic podcast on running and a whole bunch of other things, head on over to 20-Minute Runner. And just, you know, download the show, listen in, and join Roland as he gets out there and does his runs and shares his thoughts with you on the roads around, you know, the Piedmont region of North Carolina. I wonder, it's probably just as nice to run in South Carolina, but that is not where he is.
That's true. And let me say, Jeff, how much I really, really appreciate your show. You have such a good mix of real information as well as a sense of humor with it. And your format is absolutely perfect. And I know I speak for a lot of listeners. We really, really look forward to hearing each and every episode.
Oh, mate, I appreciate that ever so much. And the check's in the mail.
Okay.
Roland Kavanagh from the 20-Minute Runner podcast. It's been a pleasure having you here on the running podcast. I look forward to catching up again real soon, and bye-bye for now.
All right. Down
tell me your lies. Don't matter which one for you to decide. Tell me something, something I don't know. You tell me something, something I don't know. Speaking the words that she spoke on the train, some of the best things are best unexplained. Now tell me something, something I don't know. Tell me something, something I don't know. She's a daffodil, I'm a bonnet top, and she's sitting on me in the parking lot. Time to shit, I get off the pot, but hell, don't want this thing to start. Oh no, oh no, oh. Instead she goes. She wants to fight all this war on her own. A three-legged horse at a million to one. Oh, tell me something, something I don't know. Life. Time to shake it off the pot, but hell, don't want this thing to stop. Oh no, oh no, oh. Instead she goes. Oh, where do we go from here?
It's a real thrill getting emails from folks, and I wanted to share some of those with you. I've had several, so bear with me. This one is from, all of these have been received within the last 3 or 4 weeks or so. I had a follow-up from Randy Greenway. Randy had sent me his goals for 2011, which we played, I believe it was last episode. But Randy also had a follow-up. He said he enjoyed that episode. And also he had some information. His half marathon was actually yesterday, April the 9th. It was the Run for God, Run at the Mill half marathon. And 2 weeks ago he developed iliopsoas tendonitis in his left hip. I thought I was sunk when I heard the news, he says, but the doctor allowed me to continue to train, though carefully, and will allow me to run the half marathon if I feel up to it. My PT is a seasoned runner and has given me some great stretches to perform. I switched my training and will run the half marathon using Jeff Galloway's run, walk, run intervals at a 1-1 ratio, at least through the first 10 miles, then we'll see. My only goal is to finish, remaining vertical. I appreciate the continued motivation you provide through your podcast, both in running and in life. Okay, there's my update. Stay well, and I'll try to do a brief race report after the race. And Randy, I am waiting on that, and we'll be glad to share the update with our listeners as well. This one is from Pat in Myrtle Beach. Hi, Roland. I just wanted to write and let you know that I enjoy your podcasts and keep them coming. I came upon your podcast in 2010 when searching for running information on the Qi technique. I had just started to experiment with it because I had several injuries over the past years, to include plantar fasciitis, ITB syndrome on the right, gluteal medius muscle strain on the right, and sore knees. I knew I had to do something to fix this. Your podcasts on Qi running have been extremely helpful. There is a lot to remember when learning this technique. I listen to your podcasts on my long runs, and they keep me on the beam with the Qi technique because you remind me of the form. By August 2010, I entered my first 5K since starting Qi style. I ran faster than any other 5K, and then my fastest in November 2010, a 31:04. I am a slow runner, but that 31:04 was fast for me. I know practicing Qi helped me achieve it. One thing, though, when I run my half marathon, two per year, I find my form fades, and by mile 8 or 9, I am doing walk-run. I also notice if I don't keep that imagery string at the top of my head, I am bending at the waist instead of at the ankles, and I end up with backache. I hope to improve this. I am sorry to hear of the loss of your father-in-law. Actually, I think she meant my stepdad. I know he was sick with cancer. My sister, 47, was just diagnosed at Christmas with stage 4 colon cancer and uterine cancer. She underwent chemo and radiation and will have surgery the end of April. Please keep her in your prayers if you think of it. Her name is Cindy. Have a wonderful running season, Pat in Myrtle Beach. And that's from a Daily Mile contact, podcast listener. And she has a quote here which I think is good. Life is a learning laboratory. My friend Tony, that's her friend Tony, said that. I did respond back to Pat and told her thank you for her response and that I'm working on Qi running and that I did experience the problems. Did not experience the problems with my first half running with Qi as she did, but I could imagine the fatigue might relate to her core and recommended some exercises for that. And, of course, I'm sorry to hear about her sister. Prognosis doesn't sound encouraging, but I'm praying for her healing, praying for her strength. And I appreciate so much, Pat, you getting in touch with me. And Pat also responded later and said she hoped the work transition goes smoothly. She knows how difficult things can be. And thank you for the prayers for my sister, Cindy. She said she did need to work on the core. She had been doing the sit-ups on the fitness ball and the bicycle and planks. But she's gotten lazy and has not been doing those consistently, but she will add the push-ups too. And so, Pat, thank you very much for that email, and I hope your sister is doing much better. And, again, I appreciate you getting in touch with me so much. It's really good to hear from you. And let us know how things go. And then I think we will go to Dawn. She says, hi, Roland. I listened to your latest podcast. I'm really sorry about your stepdad passing away. I've been praying for you and your family. I really enjoy podcasts. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to produce the podcast. I enjoy the Christian side of your podcast. I know I can listen and not hear anything offensive or hear any curse words. I like that. We live in Fresno, California. I'm currently on a hiatus from running due to some knee problems, but I'm hoping to lace up my running shoes again in the next couple of weeks. Take care, Dawn. And Dawn, I appreciate that email as well. And as I've said, I am a Christian, but I do not preach on my podcast, but it's who I am and it comes out. And I think in the interview with Coach Jeff, we talked a bit about the podcasts are like a smorgasbord. And you include what you want to include, and people pick and they choose, and I cannot get away from my faith. So that does come through, and I appreciate your comments. I appreciate your listening way out in California. So we've had someone from South Carolina, and now Dawn from California. Again, thank you so much. And then I've got another one from David. David writes, Roland, I've been listening to you and have heard you ask for emails from your listeners for about 30 podcasts. I finally am writing you to let you know how much I enjoy your podcasts. First, let me say how sorry I am about your stepfather's passing. You have spoken of Ronald several times on the podcast, and you obviously were very close to him, and I was, to be quite truthful. I knew Ronald very well and appreciated him. He continues, we have lost family members recently, too, and understand your pain. My 97-year-old grandmother, who I was responsible for, passed away in November. She lived a good long life. Then my 52-year-old cousin passed away in December of colorectal cancer. Our mothers were twin sisters, and we had a lot in common. Finally, on Super Bowl Sunday, my father-in-law, a lifelong Green Bay Packer fan, passed away after suffering from dementia for 5 years. My wife and I were with him when he passed peacefully. Guess he got better seats for the game. David says, I am 52 years old and live in Raleigh. That's here in North Carolina, by the way. That is our state capital. Not sure I consider myself a real runner, as it is hard to run on a regular basis due to work and work travel. Episode 81 spoke to me. I feel better and sleep better when I can get out and run for 20 to 40 minutes. Sometimes I go to the Y and work out on an elliptical for 30 to 40 minutes. You were like an old friend, and long for the run, passing time. Thanks. Well, David, I certainly feel old sometimes, so have a question for you. You walk Odie after running. I tend to walk my dog Ginger 20 minutes through the park before running. Is there any difference between walking before or after running? How much do you warm up before running, and when and how do you stretch? Good luck with your CPE. I hope your life returns to normalcy, whatever that is. David in Raleigh. And then David does mention, P.S. My father's mother was born in Thomasville, but moved to live with relatives in Walnut Cove. All right, well, David, I sure know where Walnut Cove is, and I live in Thomasville. Obviously, that is your reference. And I just want to mention here, I do need to answer David's question about the walking before and after running. Now, for me, I do not walk before running. I get out and I begin to move and begin running slowly. And over the course of a few minutes, as I get warmer, I will typically speed up. But whenever I get through running, I do walk for at least 10 minutes. Sometimes that includes Odie, my schnauzer, miniature schnauzer. And sometimes it might just be on my own, depending on what time of day it is, if I'm back to the house to walk him, or if I just walk it off and then come back to the house and end it like that. So I'd say walking before or after running, it's probably a good idea to walk before, David, but you don't have to if you start slowly enough. Now, for a race, you do want to walk before or run a little bit before a race. The shorter, the more walking or running you might want to do. Warm up before running. How much do you warm up? I lace up my shoes, David, and I'm out the door. When and how do you stretch? I do not stretch before, but whenever I get back, I have a series of stretches, and maybe I can include those. Matter of fact, I'll make a note, David. I will address what stretches I do in the next episode. But I do stretch after I run, but not before. And some people say stretching has no benefit. To me, it seems to have benefit. But David, I appreciate that email, and I will answer your question about what stretches I do in another episode. Matter of fact, I'm making myself a note right now to talk about that next time. Not that my stretches are anything special, but certainly do want to get that information to you, so I'll talk about that next time. But David and Raleigh, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate that very, very much. Let's see, I had an email from Sweet Daddy D, Doug, and Doug sent me a story. Doug, you know what, I believe, brother, I'm going to have to wait and play that next episode. I did download it, by the way. He kept sending it, and I didn't get to it, and it expired, so I need to make sure that I get that on, and I will do that, Doug, the next episode, I promise, okay? And then I've got another one here that I'm very excited to get. He did include a picture, which I have not put on the blog, but hopefully we'll get that on there very soon. This is from Michael, I'm going to say Wojciechowski. Hello, my name is Michael Wojciechowski. I'm from Warsaw, Poland, and I've been running on and off for a couple years. I started listening to your podcast a few days ago, and I love it. So far, I've listened to the episode on your new GPS gear and a couple episodes from the Reasons Why We Run set. I really like those, as so much of what you're saying in them reflects my own thoughts. One recent success that I'd like to share is that last Sunday I've completed my first half marathon, the 6th Warsaw Half Marathon. I'm attaching a photo of me a few minutes after crossing the finish line. Congratulations on your great podcast. I'm definitely going to listen to more of the past episodes, and I'm looking forward to new ones. All the best, Michael Wojciechowski. And he's got a great picture there. And Michael, if I butchered your name, I apologize for that. And then I thank Michael for the email, ask him to share the information with other runners. And Michael told me that he would be honored to be mentioned on the podcast, which I asked him if it'd be okay. And he says, I think you might have a hard time pronouncing my last name, so just stick with Michael to make it easier. Well, Michael, I've already butchered that. Anyway, and then he told me that he would recommend the podcast to others. And he has a blog, and let me give you the address for that. odynice.net/blog/. Again, it's http, :// and here it is. odynice.net/blog/. He says that it's mostly about programming and other computer-related things, but I intend to start writing some more about running. I also plan to write a post about my favorite podcast, including yours. I'll let you know when that post is up. And I told him to be sure and let me know. And, Michael, I will do my best to get your picture and to also get the blog address mentioned, or linked, rather, on the show in the appropriate places at the blog. So, let's see. I think that that is probably all of the emails. I'm checking here. Oh, David from Raleigh, one thing that he did mention, which I appreciated, he said Go Heels, which is University of North Carolina Tar Heels, and I was a little bit disappointed in their season, but they did okay, but they could have done much better. Let's see. I think I've got them all now. So all of you who had sent me emails, again, I appreciate that very much. And we will plan to touch base with you if you email me according to what you need. All right. Okay, I think that's going to wrap up this episode. I will plan to share about my stretches next episode. Also, the story that Sweet Daddy D sent me. And again, if you want to contact me, go to my blog, 20 Minute Runner. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com or 20minuterunner@gmail.com. And as always, I appreciate you listening. We hope to be back in a week or two with another episode. And if you would share the information on the podcast with your friends and running guys and gals, I would appreciate that so much. So we will talk to you soon. It's good to be back on the air, back in the podcast world, I should say. And we will talk to you soon. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Next show, we hope to be running as we record, and we will talk to you then. Have a great week, and thanks again. Bye-bye.